Lebanon's president is pointing the finger at Israel and talking about a declaration of war. Meanwhile, Israeli troops on the northern border with Lebanon are on high alert today because the Iranian-backed Lebanese militia Hezbollah is threatening imminent military action. All this comes after reports of Israeli drone strikes over the weekend inside Lebanon. Israel has carried out hundreds of airstrikes next door inside Syria since the civil war began there as well back in 2011. But recent news reports point to Israeli involvement in attacks in Lebanon and in Iraq as well. Ehud Aaron is a professor of international relations at the University of Haifa in Israel. Ehud Aaron, what's going on here from Israel's perspective? And do you see it as all part of the confrontation between Israel and Iran?
Yes, Marco, you're absolutely correct. The fundamental fact is Israel's efforts to try and curb Iranian military buildup in the region. Israel views Iran as a threat. There are two other specific contexts to the escalation we're witnessing now. One is a political context. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to elections September 17th. And one of his biggest selling tickets is his image as Mr. Security, the defender of Israel. There's also a military context. The Israel Defense Forces takes a disproportionate role in military decision-making. So this is a multi-level game, if you will.
So let me ask you about the political context for a moment and Benjamin Netanyahu shoring up his Mr. Security bona fides. I mean, there is that national election just a few weeks away. Are you worried about a wag the dog effect here, you know, that the attacks right now are politically motivated?
I don't believe they're fully politically motivated. There is general consensus in Israel, including among the opposition, that Iran is a threat. And moreover, Prime Minister Netanyahu, contrary to his image, has been very careful in the use of military force. What he is doing is taking a consensual military effort and trying to leverage it as much as he can politically.
But why these attacks now? I mean, isn't Iran the same essential threat to Israel it was like last year?
There are two developments that indeed warrant closer look. One is the expansion of attacks to Iraq. Israel does not take full responsibility of these, by the way. So that's also another effort maybe not to create chaos in the region. The second attack, which you referred to, was in Lebanon. Here, the details are not fully clear. It is something that was unprecedented. You're right, it's not exactly clear why now we're expanding to Iraq. One possibility is that Israel's effort to contain Iran in Syria had been generally successful, and so the Iranians are developing infrastructure in Iraq, and Israel wants to expand there.
But even with Israel not claiming responsibility, I mean, the reports of Israeli airstrikes in Syria and Lebanon and Iraq, I mean, it all seems pretty provocative. Isn't Israel the aggressor here?
So this goes to how do you define aggression? It's true in first glance that Israel took the action and attacked targets in the region. Seen from Israel, however, the slow buildup of Iranian military capabilities and support for its proxies in the region is the aggression. And therefore, Israel is merely responding to an Iranian encroachment.
So a tantalizing little glimmer at the G7 today, Emmanuel Macron announcing that there could be a potential meeting between Iran and the U.S. What are all these reports of attacks by Israel across the Mideast? I mean, how will that sidetrack it and how will that impact U.S.-Israeli relations?
So in first glance, it's a destabilizing component. This is an escalation between the armed conflict between Israel and Iran's proxies in the region, in which Iranians get hurt from time to time. Iran may calculate that the deal with the U.S. is more important, and therefore it will constrain any response by Hezbollah or any of its other allies. On the other hand, the U.S. May see Israeli behavior as adding to the pressure on Iran in the context of its negotiations with Iran. We know President Trump is driven by a transactional approach. Finally, I would say Israel and especially its defense establishment are very close to the U.S. and would be very careful to take any action that challenges or threatens American interests in the region.
Ehud Aaron with the University of Haifa in Israel, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for including me. Take care.